When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wiggy, was that the encore last night?
No, the encore was a family affair.
How can that not be the encore?
That is Family Affair.
Is that Family Affair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It felt like it was...
Big fan.
No. I told you, I'm not a huge Mary fan, but that wasn't the encore.
Apparently that...
I'll tell you right now, brother.
That wasn't percolating enough for you to know the title. But yes, that's her biggest hit.
That song slaps.
I think that wasn't...
I'm surprised.
Okay.
Did you not have your lighter out during that one?
No. No, I didn't have my lighter out. Yeah, that's
all right.
You gotta believe, maybe. I don't know. That's what it says. What does it mean after audibles?
Huh?
On like
what
a set list.
On the set list, you're looking up the set list?
Yeah.
That means they talk, right?
Yeah.
Audibles is...
I would think, yeah.
When they talk to
audibles was before.
All right.
Orange Barrels, reroute.
She's got mad songs, so...
Audibles is actually what Jordan Hudson is going to be doing during the football season for UNC.
Oh.
She's going to be calling them.
Hey, she's doing a thing down there.
Is.
Anybody addressing that?
I most certainly will.
Okay, all right. I'll hold off then. I will hold off. Imagine if she's on the sideline calling plays.
She's going to be on the sideline.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
100%. Watching her for the spring game.
Right. Yeah.
In her outfit.
Okay. We'll get to it during Curtis's lead. I can't wait for that, Curtis. All right. Just a heads up. The text machine is on the fritz, as we like to say. I don't know. Apparently nobody has it. Is there a new password? What's the deal, Shine?
Like, I guess. I don't know.
How do you not know?
Well, it's like, Curtis's email that is the sign-in. So.
Yeah, but now Curtis is... people change things and nobody tells anybody around here. We're in the communication business, but nobody communicates.
Mm-hmm.
So the text machine on the fritz.
Yeah.
My sincere apologies to any of you who normally text this radio show. I'll catch up as soon as I can wake the travel agent up. I'll see if he has any information on it. He probably doesn't.
He has a login as well, so maybe he can.
He has a login.
I tried using, that's the one I normally use, and I was unable to access it.
Yeah. Let me try to guess his password, Chrome Dome.
No.
No? Oh, okay.
Unfortunately.
That's not it.
Correct beginning syllable, though.
Okay. Hold on. This is Joe from Lowell. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
Hey, has anybody pointed out yet that Wiggy's constantly making fun of Santo for being dragged by Courtney?
Yeah.
And he went to a Mary J. Blige concert last night?
Good point, Joe.
What's up, Wiggy?
Joe, about when he declared me to be massively whipped because I was participating in making sourdough bread and a starter, and he gets dragged. He goes, well, most of the guys don't want to go see Mary J.
Right.
Blige.
So, did you not hear Shine play the other? I said, we were dragged there.
We were dragged there because of our wives.
Yeah. Well, thou dost protest too much, Wiggy.
No. But I've listened.
Joe has a point.
I've never backed down there. So, no, I'm just saying, play the audio. There are certain things when my wife says, "Oh, we're going to do this,"
you say yes.
Mary J. Blige is one of them.
I think every time Talina tells you you're doing something, you are doing.
No, she asked me to make bread. I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
She didn't ask you to make.
Yeah, she did. She was like, we should make some
sourdough.
No,
like Greg and DMs.
No, she wants to make the moo rolls.
Well, you guys never actually made sourdough.
No, we didn't. Unfortunately, we never. Unfortunately,
sore subject.
Bread Zeppelin 1 and 2 both. Yeah.
She wants to make the moo.
Maybe name the bread after it's here.
Yeah,
the moo rolls because we really like those.
Oh yeah.
And she was like, "Oh, we should do that." I'm like, "No, I'm not making bread." I said, "You can make the bread. I'll eat the bread." But Mary, she's been a Mary fan, and we were supposed to go see Mary when my daughter was like 1 year old, but we not one, but a couple 27 years ago, and 28 years ago, something along those lines.
Like,
how old was my daughter?
You're way too much information.
No, we were supposed to go see her.
There's a massive lie going on.
No. We had
classic LB.
When I played for the Patriots.
Yeah, this is exactly like
LB. She'll tell you. When I played for the Patriots, we had tickets to go see Mary. She's a big fan of Mary.
Right.
We were
and you fumbled them?
No, we were out the door going to see Mary, but the babysitter called us and was like, listen, your daughter's been crying, and she was at that time. This was 2001, so my daughter was like 3 years old.
And so you had to go back?
And my wife was like, no, we're going back.
Okay,
then so we had never seen her. And then last night, my wife, my daughter, and I went to see Mary
full
J. Blige. So we full circled it. But I was...
It was a family affair.
And I was dragged there. Believe me, I like Mary's songs.
This is like the Lion King and the circle of life.
Like Chris Brown in August.
The love tonight.
Guess what?
Yeah.
I'm getting dragged to Chris Brown in August.
Yeah. Normally, Chris Brown does the dragging.
Oh.
But, yeah.
That'll be an interesting show.
Fenway Park.
Okay.
Forever by Chris Brown is an all-time banger.
Very
I'm just
good.
Saying.
Define all-time.
Yep. Pretty good.
Chris
pretty
Brown
good.
Yeah,
it, it reaches beyond your generation.
Yeah,
sorry.
He's got some bangers.
Take You Down.
Okay. Yeah, he got some
I wonder
bangers.
If he's going to do the Take You Down dance at Fenway. If
Probably.
So, I would like to be in attendance.
Yeah, I pray to God.
He will.
Really?
Yeah.
He's got bangers.
What is
usually
it?
the stage tilts up, and he is on his back doing gyrations into the air.
He can dance his ass off.
Do the knees get weak when you see that?
I mean, it's probably the most played video for most gals out there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay. That specific
He's got some
song.
New ones. Sensational.
Mitch, if you could find the video so people could see it. It's impressive.
Some people are eating breakfast.
They'll love it.
Yeah, they will.
People don't want Chris Brown taking them down at 6:36 in the morning.
When they see him dance, they're like, damn, a man can actually do that. Imagine what he must be like in bed.
Yeah.
Thanks for spelling it out.
Well,
sometimes people need help spelling it out, Curtis.
I sure do.
Courtney brought up Mitch. Twitch Mitch, the man in black. He is our vice president of Twitch services, and that gives me the opportunity to remind you that you can watch this show every day on Twitch. And it is brought to you every day on Twitch by Springer's Jewelers. If you are in the market for a diamond, then you got to get to Springer's. Go see my team at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Best price. When you become a parent or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ETHOS.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is in New England. Guaranteed. Visit springersjewelers.com. Shine, let's do this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru of New England and the Love Spring event, which is here now. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. So yesterday, Adam Schefter tweeted out a graphic of all of the prospects invited to the NFL draft, to actual draft night. And I thought a couple things were interesting. There's one name in particular, not on the list. Any guesses?
Shadur.
That is correct, Courtney Cox. Shadur Sanders will not be attending the NFL draft.
Wow.
Two names that I found very interesting that will be attending the NFL draft. Jackson Dart and Jalen Milroe.
May I ask a quick question?
Go for it.
Do we know who was invited? Because this is attendees.
Yes, so we don't know all of the invites.
Shadur could have been invited.
However, I think it is far more interesting to me that Jalen Milroe and Jackson Dart were invited. This night is generally reserved for guys who are almost a shoo-in to go top 20.
Yeah.
Guys like Travis Hunter, guys like Abdul Carter, Cam Ward, Will Campbell. Mm-hmm. Those are the guys that always get these invites. And yet these two quarterbacks, who up until very recently have been non-existent from, you know, the mock drafts or just speculation to go in the first round, are invited and going to the draft night, I think is very interesting and probably means we're going to get way more quarterbacks in the first round than we ever expected.
But we knew that, though.
No, we brought it up yesterday because McShay was
Has him going ninth to the Saints.
But he's been hot, though. He's been hot since And Shime should know this. He's been hot since the pro day.
As somebody who reads all of these mock drafts, he hasn't been in the first round of anybody.
He has. He has been, after the pro day, the combine, Jackson Dart's name was on the tip of everybody's tongue on, you know, is he the second best quarterback after Cam Ward? So I'll give you the Milroe one came out of left field. That one I didn't see coming. But the Jackson Dart, the stuff, even after his pro day.
Phenomenal name for a quarterback, by the way. Arguably the best name for a quarterback ever.
What about producer?
Yes, also.
Hell of a name. But he's been on the tip of everybody's tongue since the NFL Combine because he had a great combine. They were talking to him. Then he had a great pro day. So him, I had seen him on a couple mock drafts in the first round. The Milroe one, that's a head scratcher.
So Shadur must be hearing the whispers and is not going to show up and be embarrassed when he doesn't go top 10 or top 20.
Even though he's working out for the Giants. He's got to work out for the Giants, I believe, today or tomorrow, something like that. Yeah. But I think he's a little bit one of those guys. You could see, he's very, confidence cocky. He walks that line, and I don't think he wants to be the quarterback that thinking he's going top 10 and he doesn't get picked until the 22nd or 23rd.
Is there a chance he is the fourth quarterback taken? Like, he's not taken until, you know, 26 where the Rams are, or somebody has to trade back into the end of the first round to take him? Is there that chance? Like, just seeing Milroe being at the draft, and then with the rumors of, you know, the Saints liking Jackson Dart, it feels like now Shedeur Sanders could have gone from the second quarterback to the fourth.
I would agree Dot could potentially jump frog him. I can't see Milroe doing it, but definitely Dot.
All right, well, 10 sleeps, I think, until the draft.
Yeah, what's the
week from Thursday?
Yep. Yes, sir.
All right. Cannot wait. And just a semi-weekly reminder that you would be picking number one as the New England Patriots if Jerod Mayo had not been allowed to go out and win that last football game of the season. Mm. I don't want to belabor the point, but I do mention it from time to time.
Yeah, sometimes.
All right. We got to take a break. We will get to the rest of this morning's leads coming up next.